wonders what he's going to do. I'm wondering what I'm going to do. Amen. Thank the Lord following that. Take your Bibles this morning and turn to the book of Luke, chapter number 17. To the book of Luke, chapter number 17. Well, it's a privilege to be here, and it's a privilege to be here.
Yeah. Amen.
I pray that the Lord this morning would, that I'd be humble when I got here this morning. I am now. Hallelujah. I would get me one of them iPads, but I never have figured out how to keep that thing turning off in the middle of my message. Luke chapter number 17, I want to begin reading in verse number 11. The Bible said, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master. Well, that's a good way to get help, ain't it? Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said unto them, go show thyself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, today, God, for the opportunity, Father, to be in this place. And dear Father, Lord, this morning, God, you know, Father, that without you, God, we can do nothing. Lord, I'm a big fat zero, God, without you. And Lord, I need you, God, today. Lord, would you touch, God, and would you help? And Father, we'll thank you, Lord, for what you do. Give us unction, God, from on high. In Christ's name, amen and amen. I want to preach on this thought this morning. Can God trust us with his miracles? Can God trust us with his miracles? Before us this morning, we have the story that all of us have heard and many of us have preached, how that the Bible said there was 10 men that were lepers that came before the Lord. The Bible said they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. And when he saw them, he said for them to go show themselves to the priest. And they did. And the Bible said that when they went, they was healed, they was cleansed there. But the Bible said there was only one of the 10, that glorified God with a loud voice. And Jesus said, where are the 9? I wonder this morning, this is just what the Lord's laid upon my heart. I'll get out of the way. I wonder this morning, can God trust us? Can God trust me? And can God trust you this morning with his miracles? Can I say we're a blessed people? We are thankful people. We should be this morning. And God does so many things, Brother Allison, for us. God helps us in so many ways. Now you say, preacher, what is a miracle? Can I say a miracle is a wonder? Can I say a miracle is a wonderful thing that is done in an appropriate manner? Anything the Lord does, he's going to do it right. Anything the Lord does, he's going to make it real. Anything the Lord does is going to be wonderful. And that's what we have before us. These lepers, listen, everywhere they went, they had to cry out and say unclean. I'm telling you, they had to stay at a distance, and they was away, amen, from the good things of God. But one day these old boys cried out, and they said, Jesus, Master, would you have mercy upon us? Can I say God touched every one of them? But can I say they was only one, amen, that reared back and give him the glory that is due his name. I wonder in my own life sometimes, I tell you, we serve a miracle working God, and God has worked miracles in our lives, no doubt. But I wonder in my life, and I wonder in your life. They've sung about this morning how good God is, and we praise God for how good he is, and he is good, and he is great, and he is a wonderful redeeming God. But I wonder this morning, many times, if God can trust us with his miracles. All was a leper. All had a desire. All had a disease. All of them was healed, but only one of them come back. Luke chapter number 5 and verse number 12. We read of another leper there, and he said, if thou will, thou canst. And the Lord said, I will. Brother, I'm telling you the days of my life, and if you go back the days of your life where we cried out to God and we said, God, oh, I wished you would. Oh, God, I wished you would. And God said, I believe I will. But many times we fail, amen, to give him the glory that is do his name. Boy, I thought about this morning. I've been preaching along these lines at the church. I preached a couple Sundays ago, and I preached on this thought. Can God trust us in the manifold trials and temptations there is in our life out of the book of Job? The Bible said in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Then I come back the next Sunday and I preach, can God trust you with your money? Out of Malachi chapter 3, my church is glad I'm down here, amen. I thought about this thought this morning. Can God trust us with his miracles? I thought about number one. Preacher, I'm just a simple preacher. I thought about this morning. I thought about the miracle of salvation. Now think about this morning in the book of Luke chapter 19. We read about a man named Zacharias, and he had a desire, amen, to see the Lord. And he climbed up in a sycamore tree, and the Lord come by, and he said, Zacharias, come down, for today I must go to thy house. And can I say salvation? He came to his house that day. I thought about, can God trust us with the miracle of salvation? The Bible said in verse number 9 of that text, this day is salvation come to your house. I thought about the day that salvation came to my house. I thought about the day that God saved this old boy. I didn't get saved at the church house. I got saved at Grandpa's house, right there in the living room, at an old vinyl couch. And I got up that day, and God had saved me gloriously. And Grandpa said, boy, trust the Lord. He'll never let you down. And I have found that to be true every step of the way. But can God trust me with the good miracle of salvation? Simeon said in Luke 2 and 30, mine eyes have seen thine salvation. Can I say salvation is still something to get excited about? Can I say salvation is still something to tell others about? Can I say salvation is still something to raise our hands about? Can I say salvation is still something, amen, to give God glory about? But can God trust us with the miracle of his salvation? Acts 4 and 12, the Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other, For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Bible said in Romans 1:16, for it is the power of God unto salvation. But Romans 10:10 says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Can God trust me with the great miracle of salvation not to be ashamed? Amen. To tell others about the good grace of God. Oh, can God trust us with the miracle of salvation? Psalms 21:5, his glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hath thou laid upon him. Psalms 29:2, give unto the Lord the glory, do unto his name, and worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. I've seen a lot in my life, but I ain't never seen nothing that was as great as the miracle of salvation. I thank God, amen, that I'm saved. I might not be pretty as some of you. I might not be rich as some of you. I might not live as fine as some of you, but I'm saved. Amen. I'm saved. I'm saved by the grace of God, and I thank God for the miracle of salvation. Then I thought about this. I thought about, can God trust us with the miracle of sanity? I thought about, can God trust us with the miracle of sanity? You say, preacher, what do you mean? I'm talking about sanity being that of a sound mind. I'm talking about the ability to be able to think and to behave in a normal and a rational manner. I thought about this morning, can God trust me with the miracle of a sanity? Now, preacher, you say, where are you going with that? Well, God gave it to me. I'm going to tell you the best I know how. I tell you this morning, every one of us has walked in a dark place. Every one of us has had a dark valley. Every one of us has walked, I'm telling you, maybe sometimes where we feel like, brother, they ain't nobody else walk. I know that's not the case, but a lot of times when we're there, that's what we think. But when the storms blow over and the clouds go away and the sun gets to shining once again, can God trust us with that sound mind to give him glory and praise and honor? Or do we forget what God has brought us through? Oh, listen, I think about in Luke 8. I think about that maniac of Gadara. I think about how the Bible said that the chains could not hold him. I think about how the Bible said the fetters could not hold him. I think about how the Bible said that he cut himself in the tombs. But then one day Jesus came by, and that man that was not sane became sane and put his breeches on and got his right mind and was clothed. And you know what he desired to do? He desired to go with the Lord. I wonder this morning, can God trust us with the miracle of sanity? Oh my Lord, all of us got a story to tell. Preach, for this is what the Lord laid on my heart. I'm saying this morning, Brother Larry, I know what it is. I'm telling you, but then I got to studying Job, and I realized this old man ain't been through nothing like Job had. And we ought to give God glory when he's given us a mind, the singleness of mind, the security of mind, the spiritual mind, the submissive mind. They're all from the Lord, Paul said. And we need to give him glory for the miracle of sanity. Oh Lord. Psalms 124:1. Hallelujah. If it had not been the Lord who was on my side. Oh Lord. It was the Lord, Romans 8 said, that made us whole. It was the Lord that quickened us, that's made us alive. It was the Lord that gave us the spirit of adoption. Can I say it is the Lord that put us in our right mind? Hallelujah. It's the Lord. We ain't got nothing to boast in but the Lord. Every good and perfect gift, amen, is from the Lord. I'm telling you this morning, brother, I don't have much, brother preacher, but what I've got, I want to give it to the Lord. I can't preach much, but what little I can, I want to give it to the Lord. And when I'm thinking right, I want to give him the glory, not just when things are bad, but I want to praise him when things are going good. Oh, Ephesians 4:17. Paul says, we walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of the mind. Glad God gives us a sound mind. Glad God helps us. Can God trust us with his great miracle of salvation? Can God trust us with the great miracle of sanity? But I want to say this, can God trust us with the miracle over our sickness and our sadness? Oh, listen, my wife's a cancer survivor. Many of you are, and I'm not here telling you no sad story. God's good, and I give him glory and praise, and he's touched her, and wonderful things have happened. But I want to say this. The Bible said that that God ought to be able to trust us to give him glory. He is worthy. Boy, there's been much that God's put us through and put us through and put us through because he wants us to see who we are. Amen. So that we can see who he is and give him the glory that is due his name. Oh, the Bible said in Luke chapter number 4 and verse 38, and I'm hurrying. The Bible said that Peter's mother-in-law was there sick with a fever. And the Bible said the Lord come by and touched her. And you know what she done when she got up out of the bed of fever? Amen. She ministered unto them. Can I say this morning, bless God, sickness might come and sadness might come. But aren't you thanking God this morning that there is joy? Amen. That cometh in the morning. Aren't you glad God's able to turn it around? Brother Ricky, aren't we glad that God is able to turn it around? He is able. But then I thought this. I thought about Luke chapter number 7. The Bible said, here comes this woman into the city of Nain. She's carrying her only son on the bar. And the Bible said the Lord come near the gate and stopped the procession. I'm telling you this morning, I don't know what it is you're going through. I don't know what it is and where you at this morning. I don't know where the Lord might find you at this morning. I don't know what trial you're facing this morning. I don't know what hell you're walking through this morning. But can I say this morning, don't bury it yet. The Lord ain't done yet. Don't bury it yet. Don't bury it yet. The Lord ain't done yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say lastly, and I'm through. I want to say this. Can God trust us with the miracle of sons and daughters? I thought about this. Psalms 127. You know the verse and know it well. I want you to think about this morning. God gave me this thought yesterday while somebody was preaching. Psalms chapter number 127. I thought about this yesterday morning. Somebody was preaching. This come to me. Can God trust us with the miracle of salvation? Can God trust us with the miracle of sanity? Can God trust us in the midst of the miracles of our sickness and sadness that he brings us through? Then I thought about, can God trust us with our sons and daughters? The Bible said in verse number 3, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. Now listen, I know where I'm at. And I know the cream of the crop is here. I know the finest preachers, some of the greatest church members are here this morning because you desire to be. And you're looking for something from the Lord. But can I say this morning that our sons and daughters, regardless of what America says and regardless of what some of our politicians say, they are a miracle from Almighty God. Amen. And I thought about this, and I've got several scriptures I can read, but I'm going to get out of the way. Can I say that sons and daughters are more than just conception? Sons and daughters are more than just correction. Sons and daughters are those that God has commanded us to teach his precepts and his commands in the Bible. I want to ask you a question this morning. Can God trust us? Can God trust us with our sons and daughters? I thank God for many things that the Lord has allowed me to see with my two boys. But preacher, if I fail to teach them the precepts and the commands and the doctrines of the Word of God, if I fail them in the Scriptures, Brother Allison, I have failed them. Can God trust us? Young person, you may be here tomorrow and you're not even married. But I want to tell you, sons and daughters are more than conception. They're more than correction. They're a gift of Almighty God. And can God trust us with the miracle? With the miracle of sons and daughters. May God help us this morning to give him the glory that is due his name. Amen.